is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's April the 13th, 2010. It's the birthday of the man who said, "In matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principle, stand like a rock." Thomas Jefferson, born Albemarle County, Virginia, 1743. He wrote the Declaration of Independence. He was this country's minister to France. He was Secretary of State, Vice President, and President. But Thomas Jefferson was also an inventor, a philosopher, a farmer, naturalist, astronomer, a connoisseur of food and wine, and he was a musician. As one of his biographers wrote, he could calculate an eclipse, survey an estate, tie an artery, plan an edifice, try a cause, break a horse, dance a minuet, and play the violin. He was inspired by classic Roman architecture, designed his great estate, Monticello, along classic lines, also the University of Virginia, and a number of buildings in Washington. Jefferson is considered responsible for the neoclassical look of the Capitol. He was a talented astronomer who predicted an eclipse in 1778. He knew physics, anatomy, botany, and geology, and he was a passionate paleontologist. At one point when he was president, he had the East Room of the White House covered with mastodon bones. He was a passionate gardener. He said that he ate meat as a condiment for the vegetables, which constitute my principal diet. In his gardens at Monticello, he grew 330 varieties of vegetables, 170 varieties of fruit. He grew Mexican peppers, beans been collected by Lewis and Clark, broccoli from Italy. He loved the English pea. He grew turnips, lettuces, artichokes, tomatoes, eggplants, and squash. And he kept exhaustive notes on them, when they were sown, when they were mulched, which varieties were the tastiest. He had about 5,000 acres of farmland. He did keep slaves to cultivate it. He was dependent on the labor of hundreds of slaves to keep his farms running, and spent a large part of his days supervising. He said, "From breakfast or noon to dinner, I am mostly on horseback, attending to my farm." And he loved music. Jefferson wrote, "If there's a gratification which I envy any people in this world, it is Italy and its music. This is the favorite passion of my soul." He played the violin, sometimes the cello and the harpsichord, and he loved to sing. He walked or rode around Monticello, singing and humming to himself, Thomas Jefferson. Here's a poem for today by Philip Schultz, a section from his longer poem, Living in the Past. "This morning, I'm tired of the same newspapers and arguments. I'm tired of sticking the same legs into the same pants, the same hands poking out of the same sleeves, going west and then east, heating up the same tea, watching the same sun rise over the same horizon, the same trees shedding the same leaves. Tired of climbing the same stairs to look out the same window at the same street. Tired of shaking the same hands, opening and closing the same doors, dreaming the same dreams, saying, 'Hello, good morning, happy birthday, I'm so sorry, please forgive me.'" A poem by Philip Schultz, section 69 from his longer poem Living in the Past, collected in his book The God of Loneliness, selected in New Poems by Philip Schultz, published by Houghton Mifflin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.